I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Thursday that the Biden administration has the right to end a Trump-era immigration policy that forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico as their cases make their way through the U.S. immigration courts. The justices determined that the government's cancellation of the Migrant Protection Protocols, referred to as MPP, also known as the Remain in Mexico policy, did not violate a section of immigration law that Texas and Missouri had used to argue that the Biden administration illegally ended the program. It's unclear if the Biden administration will try to end the program immediately, but the Supreme Court's ruling leaves the door open for Texas and other states to continue pressing to force the administration to continue the program. Thursday's ruling does not affect the pandemic-era emergency health order known as Title 42, which bars a majority of migrants from entering the country, including those seeking asylum. The U.S. Supreme Court also ruled Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency does not have broad authority to require states to decarbonize their electricity sectors. It's a decision expected to dramatically slow the United States' ability to reduce greenhouse gases and mitigate climate change. The High Court said a cap on power plants' carbon dioxide emission may be a sensible solution to the climate crisis, but that Congress did not give the EPA the broad authority to make such requirements. The case began when Texas and 16 other states sued over an Obama-era regulation targeting coal-fired power plants, one of the biggest sources of greenhouse gas emissions in the nation. Several coal-fired power plants in Texas have shut down even without the rule, as companies replace them with plants that run on a cheaper fuel source, natural gas. But as natural gas prices have risen in recent years, coal-fired plants have been given a new life. Texas, with its large population, massive industrial sector, and what some electricity experts say are lax rules on power plants, emits the most carbon dioxide emissions of any state, according to the Energy Information Administration. A group of Texas educators have proposed to the Texas State Board of Education that slavery should be taught as involuntary relocation during second grade social studies instruction. But board members have asked them to reconsider the phrasing, according to the state board's chair. This summer, the board will consider updates to social studies instruction, a process that happens about every decade. This comes a year after lawmakers passed a law to keep topics that make students feel discomfort out of Texas classrooms. The group proposing these second-grade curriculum revisions was given a copy of Senate Bill 3, Texas's law that dictates how slavery and other issues of race are taught in Texas. The law states that slavery can't be taught as part of the true founding of the United States, and that slavery was nothing more than a deviation from American values. Slavery is currently not included in social studies instruction to second graders. This process comes as the state's public education system has become heavily politicized, from lawmakers passing legislation on how race and slavery should be taught in schools, to conservative political action committees pouring large amounts of money to put more conservatives on school boards who promise to get rid of curriculum and programs they consider divisive and make white children feel bad. The board will have a final vote on the curriculum in November. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. Or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or smart speaker device. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Chad Cantella. Chad Cantella has been providing excellent lobbying, political strategy, and business development support to clients for over 20 years. Learn more at teamcantella.com. There will be no shortage of things to debate at TribFest 2022. One thing's for certain, you need to be there. Join us September 22nd through the 24th in downtown Austin for 3 days of debate and discussion with big name speakers like Joe Strauss, Jen Psaki, and many others. Get tickets now at tribfest.org.